This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
2 minutes past the hour here in our nation's capital. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. We'll take you up to 140. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. There's nothing to talk about, is it? Nothing at all. Terry McLaurin in Ashburn at Commanders Park showed up yesterday. We played the audio for you earlier. Dan Quinn giving us the news, man. Terry McLaurin officially placed on the physically unable to perform list. And the two sides right now working towards getting closer to a deal here. My question is this, though, because I'm not no idiot, right? We all know, and I think you all are super smart fans. So you know that there's no real ankle injury for Terry McLaurin. You know what would heal that ankle injury? Not some Bengay, not an ace bandage, not gummies, an eight-figure check. That would make Terry McLaurin feel a lot better. Now, my question is this. Terry McLaurin, throughout this process, has racked up nearly $1 million in fines. He lost $105,000 for missing minicamp, lost $200,000 for missing the first 4 days of camp, and then he lost a $500,000 workout bonus as well for not being there during portions of the offseason program. Why do you think Terry McLaurin chose to show up? Do you genuinely think the two sides are getting closer to a deal? Or do you think him showing up is a byproduct of him being tired of getting fined? 1-800-636-1067. Rob is in D.C. What's going on, OG?
What's going on, man? Hey, look, I did go to church today, the earliest praise and worship.
I'm glad you did, brother. Look.
I'm going to hit you a little bit of sermon today. I got 3 points. So one thing that I wanted to say from the beginning is I worked with a couple of players who played for the old regime. So just, you know what I'm saying, understanding how that brotherhood and that locker room goes from them people who suffered through them sorry years that we just went through. So my first point is organizational malpractice is something that you are familiar with, and that's conducted by our team. Our team has been conducting organizational malpractice by not and a lot by allowing this situation to even be created. You got to think about it. We just got our fan base back. We just were a game away from the Super Bowl, and we're talking during training camp about a contract dispute that makes no sense. Because you're talking about one of the top 10 players, or one of the top 10 wide receivers in the league, giving this money so we can move forward and handle bigger things. We have bigger issues, bigger fish to fry, in other words. But that's one of the small points. The next one is social incompetency. Terry McLaurin has social incompetency just for having the agent that he has. And then I'm going to go to this next point. I'm going to jump to the last point. And the last point is operational malpractice. Terry McLaurin's agent is conducting severe operational malpractice by even allowing and having one of the top-tier clients in all of football sitting here having to go through a sorry dispute with this organization, this team. What's going to happen is he's going to lose Terry McLaurin as a client. You're going to see him sign with someone like Drew Rosenhaus or David Mogadda. They're going to get the deal done. but just because the guy has look at this client. His client, this guy doesn't know what he's doing.
Go ahead.
If he signed with us, right? I'm gonna tell you this and get it out of the way. If he signed with us right now, I promise to God, my sponsor group, we will have this deal done. Terry be happy, the team be happy, the fans will be happy. And I can guarantee that will be done because I know exactly what we'll do. We have a pitch right now that I got prepared for Terry McLaurin right now to get the deal done. So I'm going to go ahead and pick it up on the radio over your show, man.
Go ahead. What would be the deal that your group would give Terry?
Oh, so it's a little bit of interworkings. I don't want to go give it too far because I don't want to help nobody else out.
Are we paying him $30 million annually?
Well, the $30 million, it will happen. But just know the traditional way of how a lot of these guys are getting paid are no longer. You look at Patrick Mahomes' deal, right? You look at some of the deals that have been done by these top-tier players. Even look at a DK Metcalf deal. It's world-heavy at the top, man, right? But there are other incentives on the back end that allows this team-friendly. DK Metcalf deal is super team-friendly.
For sure. Robert, appreciate you as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Denton, you've been out at training camp and you've watched this offense minus sans Terry McLaurin. Clearly, it's a good sign that he's back in the building, but I want to ask you this.
Yeah, hey, everybody.
I'm about to say, Denton, your hat is fire.
Hey, yeah,
That hat is tough as hell. So I'm throwing this question out there, Denton. Did Terry show up because the two sides are any closer towards getting a deal done, or is he just tired of getting fined?
Probably a little bit of both. I mean, how much how much are you willing to pay to do yoga? That's effectively what he was doing.
And he had the ultimate morning face on. He didn't look happy.
He was paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to go do yoga.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, not getting fined, if you're not going to work out, you might as well be there to not get fined. So you at least have treatment for this ankle injury that is 100% legitimate and not just because he doesn't want to be out there on the field until he gets an extension. So it's probably a little bit of both. I would be very curious as to what the conversation was between him and the agent when it came to crafting the plan and what the plan was.
Didn't seem like they had one, because I'll tell you this. If you wanted to get your message out, doing it at Eastern's Automotive Group, probably not the biggest platform. Isn't he from Indiana? Couldn't Pat McAfee, that sleeveless joke, get him on?
He could have, but like I think the Eastern Motors thing was like this is an iconic brand.
Right.
In the DMV area. So I very much want to be here. I just thought that press conference was 25 minutes too long. I just don't understand the thought process of waiting 3 days to then just come back. Like, what was the goal there?
He wanted to go out and sign autographs today. I think that's a big part of this too, fans are there.
Let me butt in here. Yeah.
Fans
so
are there.
This is all the whole thing with Terry also has been fan support. He wants the fans to side with him in this situation. That's why he made these comments at Eastern Motors and was very clear about his frustration, because what happens is that the fans erupt in frustration.
Wow.
They're irate about him not getting paid. And that's why everything that comes out is basically to get that fan support. He shows up, he signs autographs. It's all about getting the fans back into this thing for him.
For sure. I'll say this, though. I don't want Adam Peters and company listening to the fans, because some of you all out there have horrible ideas.
I have to be honest. I was driving in here. I really like Mark.
Yeah.
That was an awful take.
Yeah. Well,
he was basically saying Adam Peters should do what Jerry Jones is attempting to do with Michael Parsons. Just leave the agent out of it, negotiate it with the player. That is an awful take.
Yeah.
That is exactly what we do not want to do. Just let the process be the process. And Adam Peters is in on the process. I'm confident a deal is going to get done at some point. He's going to be out there. They were chanting for him, I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Was he out there when they were chanting for him, or are they just blindly chanting for him?
No, I think that's when he came out.
When he came out.
So I didn't get to see him while I was there. He obviously didn't show or come out until like the final 15 minutes of practice.
Who was more jacked, Terry or Mr. Tutty? Or Major Tutty?
Dude, the Tutty, you used to call him Mr. Tutty.
Mr. Tutty. Major Tutty.
The Major Tutty, like, blow-up thing that they had was, I mean, it was honestly scary.
Well, and then he came out there, too, in the black.
He fell right in front of me, actually, too. So whoever is rocking the Tutty thing, get that guy some water.
The Tutty on the Ozempic.
Want to get back to the calls, though. Jim is in Tyson's. What's chiming in? What's up, Jim?
Hey, how are you doing, Linnell? Two quick things. One on your take. First one, though, is I'm in the industry, and I listen to the station from 6 until 6:30 going around work. And I'm telling you, you are top game. You probably would be great. And I love the sport, the junkies, but you could take anybody's spot. And what I'm going to tell you, and you might be difficult to grasp, but if there's a top 10 opening around this country and they'll give you a show, you need to get the hell out of D.C. Okay, so I'll start with that.
I appreciate it.
But secondly, on this take, I don't think it means anything whatsoever. I think it means from a money side, absolutely. I don't think anybody would say it's not money side.
Yeah.
I also think, though, when you're looking at this, he has to be a team player. He has to be a good player, because if this does break down, his trade value goes up if he came into camp and Peters couldn't pull it off. I totally agree with you on the $30 million. I, unfortunately, am not drinking the cherry Kool-Aid for Peters. I know
okay.
a bunch of you guys are over there. This is kind of Peter's first embarrassing situation. There should have been a number factored around 30. I don't know exactly what it could be with incentives and regular salary. This should have not got to this point in the second year of the rebuild. And honestly, we'll see on Peter's at the end of the year. No more next year talking about Ron Rivera and Allen. This is his team.
Yeah.
There's no more games here. I don't want to hear about Dan Snyder. I don't want to hear about those folks. This is his team.
I think
he needs to.
Go ahead. I think you hit it right on the head, Jim. The honeymoon phase is very much over. These two sides need to get a deal done. I'll say this, Jim, and I respect your take too. The fact if they have not offered him a deal that begins with a three in terms of the annual salary, it's malpractice to me. There's no argument you can make to pay him under $30 million annually. To me,
amen. And I called it about 2 weeks ago, and you slapped me down because I was getting a McDonald's drive-thru Diet Coke.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
going right in there right now. I'm sitting in the parking
wow.
lot. I love your. By the way, I love your faith too. So I'm a total Linnell lover.
For
so
sure.
Put me down in your corner.
Yeah, I appreciate you as always, Jim. You have a good rest of your Sunday, man. 1-800-636-1067. We'll hang around a little longer.
I will. Do you think this will be something we? I'll tease for
mm-hmm.
you. Does Terry talk this week?
So he spoke walking off of the field. There's a scrum following him. We'll actually play some of that audio when we come back. Taking your call still, though. 1-800-636-1067. Terry McLaurin in the house, kind of. He was officially placed on the physically unable to perform list with an ankle injury. Is Terry showing up because the two sides are much closer to a deal, or do you think he's just tired of getting fined? Your call's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Taking you up to 140. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler take over at that time. Series finale of Nats and Twins. The bats got cracking last night out in Minneapolis. So we get you a little Nats preview before we get out of here. Denton Day joining us live here in studio. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. If you're just getting out of church, God bless you. We got some news for you. Terry McLaurin back at Commanders Park, kind of. He showed up yesterday. The team placed him on the physically unable to perform list with an ankle injury. And now the hold-in officially begins. McLaurin racking up nearly $1 million in fines if you include the $500,000 workout bonus that he had to forfeit. But the question I'm asking you all at 1-800-636-1067, why did Terry show up? Is Terry tired of getting fined, or do you think the two sides are actually closer to getting a deal done? Terry McLaurin spoke walking off of the practice field today for the first time since the hold-in. Here's what it sounded like.
At the end of the day, it's business, but it has nothing to do with them. And any chance I could come out here, do what I got to do in there, but come out and show them my support and how much I love them, I'm going to always do that.
To watch them on the field, how odd is that for you?
Oh, man, talking about the...
Just watch the practice.
Yeah, man, it's tough. But, you know, it's the business right now and just trying to take things day by day.
That is Terry McLaurin saying, look, want to do it for the fans. He loves the fans. And I think this is why, and Denton, you can speak to this too. Remember last time when Deron Payne was going through his contract, the fans were not on his side the way that the fans are on Terry's side. And it speaks to, one, what he's meant to this community on and off the field, and then just the type of dude that he is.
The type of dude, I think, really speaks volumes, and that's not to say that Deron is not
right.
a good dude,
right.
because from all interactions, very limited, that I've had with him, they've been very, very good. But there is something about Terry McLaurin where he has grasped the heart of the fan base. Yeah. Like, he really has them, for lack of a better term, in the palm of his hand. And everybody wants, I think the current fan base, right, those that did not grow up in the years of glory, they want a guy that is a Commander Redskin football team player for life.
Yes.
And Terry has been a part of three different teams, technically, in his stint here. But he is one of the only guys that's been here for forever, constantly put up production. And there was always this element of feeling bad for him because you knew he was good.
Right.
But the guys throwing to him have not always been good until last year. So I think that element of it helps as well.
1-800-636-1067. Why do you think Terry McLaurin has shown up to Ashburn at the facility? Is he tired of getting fined, or do you think the two sides are actually closer to a deal? Another nugget I want to give you all, it's not just Terry there at the practice facility. His agent, Buddy Baker of the Exclusive Sports Group, also out there boots on the ground. Let's go to Mike in Ashburn, leaving camp. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Dale. How we doing today, boss?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Good, man. First, I just want to say I was out there at camp. It was hot out there.
Boy, so yes,
shout out
to
all the fans that showed up, man. A lot of respect for them. First thing I will say, if the ownership did not understand the value that Terry had, the moment he stepped out on that field, every single fan out there was chanting his name. And I guarantee if you were inside that building, they heard it. So everybody knew the value that Terry's bringing to the field. Second part of that, I got a chance to kind of talk with him a little more privately at the end after he got through the swarm of autographs. I dapped him up. I asked him what was going on with the contract, and man, he had that smile on his face like some guy was just getting ready to get a big old paycheck.
Really?
So, I don't know much more about it, but he had a big old grin on his face and let me know that progress was being made. And on the last thing I'll point out on that is, I know you guys are chatting about, you know, working out and whatnot. Let me tell you something. That dude is in shape right now. He's definitely been working his ass off all off season. So the fact that you guys think he's maybe just doing yoga or anything on the side, that dude's been working his tail off. He's in great shape, and he's in great spirits too. Always a great leader, big smile on his face, great energy out there. And, yeah, man, I mean, obviously at the end of the day, he's going to show up. Nobody wants to wake up and get a tens of thousands of dollars ripped out of their pocket.
Right.
So that's definitely a factor. But, you know, I think he truly misses the team and just wants to be a part of the association again. He misses being around the fans. He stayed out there for an extremely long amount of time to sign autographs and make sure, like you said, the fans had his back. But, yeah, I think it's making progress. I think he's going to get himself a paycheck, and hopefully he remains a Commander forever. But appreciate the call, Mike, man. God bless.
Yes, sir. God bless you too, brother. So, Denton, I want to ask you this to kind of shift gears here a little bit. And I'll answer this on the other side of the break. We'll let you and the fans chime in on it first. To me, like, they need him on the field sooner rather than later. The last couple of practices has really stood out.
It's been like, very apparent.
Dude, like, no one can make a contested catch.
No. So, like, you've seen, I wasn't there Friday. You were there Friday.
Yeah.
That Friday practice was where the defense really got the better of the offense. And over the course of camp, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, offense has good days, defense has good days. But that being the first time where they really spent an extended period of practice in 11-on-11s.
Right.
And you see guys not named Terry McLaurin, not wearing 17, lined up in a position where you would normally see Terry, and then getting got by the DBs was very, very telling. Like, one of the guys that I think has had a halfway decent camp has been Chris Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought
he made a play today.
He made a play today. Yeah. I thought he's been good in the few days that I've been out there. But when you see him lined up consistently, and you're like, all right, he's fine. He's not Terry.
Right. And that's the difference here.
Like, as you can fall in love with, I like Jalen Lane a lot. I was texting mm-hmm. with one of his former
today.
Coaches today. I really like the guy that joined us,
Fontel Mines.
Mm-hmm. I was texting with him today, talking about how great he is, the catch that he made. I really like, obviously, Debo's in a little bit of a different class,
mm-hmm.
but people really are interested in Ja'Cory Brooks, this undrafted free agent, and all of these stories are fun, but they're not Terry McLaurin.
They're not Terry.
Like, there's a reason we are having conversations about how much should he get paid and why it should start with a 3 instead of a 2 in terms of the AAV is because he's one of the best receivers in the league, and there's a noticeable difference when he is out there versus when he is not out there.
There has been one wide receiver that has really taken the most advantage of Terry McLaurin not being there. I'll give that to you after we take a timeout. But first, let's get to Bowie in Maryland. Your name is Bowie, brother. Do you live in Bowie?
No.
Yo.
I live in Fort Washington, Maryland.
Oh, you live in Fort Washington. Okay. What's going on,
yeah.
buddy?
Hey, man, you do a great job, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Hold on a second. Alexa, cancel.
But you listen to Alexa, okay. Hey, look,
man,
any way you consume
you
us, brother.
A regular spot, man, because you are really good.
I appreciate you, man.
Whenever I hear that music, I know you're coming on, so.
For sure.
I know it's time to, but you know, Terry's gotten paid, man, and he signed a contract.
Yeah.
I love him as a player, but don't come out there like Martin Luther the kids trying to get fan support. I'm serious. That's just what do you call it, a negotiation ploy. I really believe that.
That's who he is, though. Yeah. He would do that regardless, though. Like, he was the last guy off the field every day last year during camp when the fans were out there signing autographs. So I don't think – like, that's who he is, but I do think it's funny the way you put it, though, for sure.
Yeah, it truly is. Hey, man, get you a regular spot on the team somewhere, man, because me and my brothers, we listen to you all the time.
For sure, brother. I appreciate that as always, man. Keep tapping in with me. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, Jayden Daniels, the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, led a little bit of a rally cry earlier this morning during his hit on SportsCenter. We'll let you hear from JD5 next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Terry!
Why are you stirring them up, man?
Terry! Jaden Daniels stirring the pot as he was doing his hit on SportsCenter earlier this morning. You're locked into the Fan. So Youngest and Charles and O. Willingham taking you up to 140. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL underscore BTP. Terry McLaurin, boots on the ground in Ashburn. He was out at the practice facility. He has officially been placed on the physically unable to perform list with an ankle injury. The question we're asking you, is Terry at the facility because they're closer to getting a deal done, or is he just tired of getting fined? 1-800-636-1067. I mentioned before we took the last time out, there is one wide receiver to me that has clearly taken Terry McLaurin not being there. He's taken those extra reps and made the most of them. And he needs to have a big time here when you consider his draft position. Luke McCaffrey. Luke McCaffrey's had a camp to this point, man. And look, it's not like he's making a bunch of splash plays every day. He's just consistent. When the ball is thrown in McCaffrey's direction, more times than not, he's come down with it. And I can't say that for everybody else right now, man. I know, you know, Ja'Cory Brooks is a guy that a lot of folks have, you know, been enamored by, right? The 6'3 wideout from the University of Louisville, undrafted free agent. On Friday, there were four passes that went through Ja'Cory Brooks' hands that ended up hitting the ground. Why? Well, first of all, there were tough catches to make. But he's not Terry. And you see the reason why Terry is so vital and pivotal to this offense. I mean, he just does things that other cats can't do. Point blank. My thing is this, and I said this at the top of the show, I've been letting you all give your take on it. I don't know if him being there necessarily means they're any closer to a deal. I don't. I'm not going to pretend like I have insider information. I don't. It's just pure speculation on my behalf. The big positive to me is that Buddy Baker's also there. It's not like Terry just showed up by himself. His representation is there. So there are conversations happening. How productive are those conversations is the big question here.
Well, I think being in person makes it a hell of a lot easier to really negotiate, because how many of these conversations, and I'm doing air quotes here, yeah, in the studio while doing that, how many of them has been Buddy Baker and Adam Peters connect to the phone? What's the offer? The offer's made, and then they hang up right away. They don't talk again for another
week.
So now that can really sit down, get into the nitty-gritty of this contract right here, and figure out what the deal is they need to get done.
I totally agree. And it's a lot easier to be respectful when you're in person, too, right? Adam Peters is a big physically imposing dude, by the way. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think Terry going out and signing autographs, I know there have been some fans that have called in and been like, oh, is he just posturing? No, that's who Terry is. Terry would be out there signing, you know, contracts no matter what. Excuse me, it's not signing contracts. We hope he's signing a contract soon. He'd be out there signing autographs no matter what. He is the type of individual he is. I've covered the last three training camps. He is always the last guy off the field signing autographs whenever fans are out there because he gets it. Terry McLaurin, a fan favorite for a reason. And one caller earlier said he had a big smile on his face like he was about to get that bag. Fingers crossed that that bag is coming. 1-800-636-1067. Danny is in Waldorf. Wants to chime in. What's up, Danny?
Not much, but how you doing?
What's going on, brother? How are you? I'm good.
I'm good. I think Terry's there, number one, to get his money, but I do feel much better that he actually has his agent with him. The one thing that I've never heard anybody talk about is would Terry take a little bit less money to play for the Redskins where he could become a Redskins legend for the rest of his life? And literally live basically for free in D.C. as a Commander's legend. That's got to be worth something.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting take. There are a lot of creative ways that I think they can get a deal done. We just haven't gotten there to that point yet. But I wonder, are there any athletes in the city that have that tag of, like, you ain't paying for nothing? Because I think that's, like, the beauty, right?
Do you think Brian Mitchell's made more money off the field in this area?
Oh, 100%, man. Brian Mitchell's one of the best entrepreneurs that you'll ever see. He knows how to get a bag. Doc Walker as well. So I definitely think that's a good point you just made, for sure.
Like, if you stick with the team for 10, 12 years, you're going to become a local legend and, you know, you'll be on every Redskins broadcast. You'll be on every Redskins home. Nobody will let you pick up a check at dinner. You'll get free drinks for your life.
I totally agree, Danny, and I appreciate the call. That's the other thing of this, right? I think, like, Terry, in the NBA, I guess is what I'll say. In the NBA, like, the loyalty kind of annoyed me with some players of wanting to stay in the same team for forever and not giving yourself a chance to win. Terry McLaurin wants to be a Commander for life because Jaden Daniels is here. I know this based off of the way the first negotiations went. If they didn't draft Jaden Daniels, if they didn't prove to Terry that they've got a franchise signal caller, he would be hard-pressed to get a deal done here. He'd be looking to go to greener pastures. But as Von Miller said when he was signed, I'm not leaving Josh Allen to go just anywhere. This franchise, this organization is on the cusp of being a perennial postseason team, right? A team that's constantly in that conversation of winning the big dance. So I think Terry wants to be here for good reason. But the bottom line is this. If they don't get him on the field sooner rather than later, it's going to cause them to start off slow to begin this season. And when you look at that schedule that they have, they simply just can't afford a slow start. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Anthony is in D.C. What's tapping? Happy Sunday, good brother. How are you?
I'm good, man. But don't let that other guy call up there no more and do that anymore.
What you talking about?
We don't need nobody calling up there juicing you up.
Hey, look, I can't stop him, man. Look, the opinions are what the opinions are.
Hey, man, your head is already big enough.
You sound like you know me, Anthony. what you got though, man? What do you think about? I'm curious to get your take on why he's there. Is it the fines, or do you think they're getting close?
Well, it's definitely the fines. That plays a part in it. Whether they're getting close or not, flip a coin on that. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I agree.
But he. He can't stand that $50,000. Well, he can stand it if he really wanted to, but he'd be a fool to do it, to keep taking that $50,000 hit.
I agree.
But like the other caller mentioned, the fact that his agent is there with him, something is getting done. It's just a matter of whether they throwing food at each other or they're actually getting down to the nitty gritty. But something is taking place. And I believe a deal will get done. It's just a matter of how much time will it take to get done. That's the big hang up.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree. So my thing has been this too, Anthony, like, I know, and me and Ben just made the point of like, well, they could be working out him and Jaden at a local high school in Ashburn, but like, it's nothing like getting on the practice field, going up against the defense, getting real game like reps. So anybody out there that's trying to downplay the fact that he's not practicing, I got something for you, because that ain't
right.
It.
Yeah, hopefully it'll get done this week, but I believe it'll get done because. The thing is, if the team wasn't in win mode now, if we hadn't caught lightning in a bottle, then, okay, you got an argument where we're not going nowhere. We're trying to rebuild. We can't give you that kind of money. But he is your number one receiver.
You need him.
We've gone through stretches around here where we haven't had a number one receiver, and we've seen what it looks like.
Yep. Remember they rolled out. Remember they rolled out Jabbar Gaffney.
Exactly. I was going to say during the spur of your years.
Yep. It's crazy.
Terry opens up everything for everybody else. So without Terry, the defensive backs will sit on the short routes, and
I'll even take it a step further, Anthony. Nightmare. They can't replicate or get close to last year's success without Terry McLaurin. And I appreciate the call. 1-800-636-1067. DJ is out in the city. What's going on, DJ?
But he is your number one receiver.
DJ, turn your radio down, brother. You on now. We got you.
It's EJ from DJ.
EJ, got you. What's going on, EJ?
Yeah, Lindell, thank you for taking my call.
For sure, man. Hey, turn your radio down, though. Turn your radio down.
Thank you for taking my call. But this is what I want to say. For one, first, to the other caller that said, is he going to take less to be a D.C. legend? Are they going to, if he break his leg next year, are they going to keep him around just because they want him to be a legend? Or if he don't need nobody to give him nothing and live free. He can get that on his own. All they have to do is pay the man. But this is what I call for.
Mm-hmm.
What I call for, Linnell, is, and I know you're a Redskin fan like me and everything. If Terry has the year that he had last year, he was second in the league in touchdowns, right?
Mm-hmm.
He scored a touchdown in every playoff game. And if he has duplicates that season, do you know, Linnell, how much the bill going to be next year?
Woo! You're making a good point. So you might as well
so
look.
What we gonna
you
do
might as well
that,
get it
Linnell,
done.
Play the
franchise tag, though, is now
play,
at their disposal.
That's what I want to know, Linnell. Are we going to play the franchise tag game after that?
Well, you see how Adam Peters, the company, moving, man. I think you know they're going to play the franchise tag game. Is it smart? Probably not. I want to get a deal done now, like you said, because if he goes out and balls again, what Fat Joe say? Today's price is not yesterday's price. Point blank. I appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, let you hear more from Terry McLaurin as he spoke earlier today. Plus, there's some big-time Commanders news that came out. A new member to the Ring of Honor. We'll give you the details on that next as The Fan. Still moving and grooving right along as we take you up to 140 as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler bringing Nats on deck coming up at 140. Series finale out in Minnesota against the Twins. One thing I'll say real quick here about everything that's happened today, and if you're just now joining us, good morning. Happy Sunday to you. Big time movement on the Terry McLaurin front. He showed up to the practice facility yesterday. They officially placed him on the physically unable to perform list. So, with an ankle injury. So, he's here, no longer getting fined. The question I keep asking, and you can tweet at me as well if you want to keep the conversation going there, is Terry McLaurin in camp in reporting because he's tired of getting fined? Or is this a situation where the two sides are getting closer to striking a deal? 1-800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the phones on that. We began the show letting you hear from Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Washington Commanders. He addressed the media. He addressed the media before things got rolling. One thing that he spoke about, and I want to get into this conversation as we move throughout the show. My biggest takeaway yesterday, I said, through the first couple of days, was the culture that this group is continuing to expound upon, man. When you look across the practice field and you see the energy and tempo and pace that this group moves with, it's night and day from the previous regimes that I've seen here. And the Ron Rivera era is the only other, you know, regime that I've been privy to. But talking to other folks on the beat, Dan Quinn holds a different style of practice. He comes from that Pete Carroll coaching tree, right? What's the mantra of the gum-chewing maniac in Las Vegas? Competition everywhere, all the time. Like, that's what it is. And I think the people that they brought in this year to add to that culture, when you think about a Will Harris, who is a super physical cat but works his tail off and has had to earn everything in this league, Von Miller, his credentials speak for themselves. In terms of what he's been throughout the National Football League and how he can help build a culture. You think about the two Super Bowl champs that they brought in from New England, talking about Dietrich Wise and Jonathan Jones. When you have those type of guys filtered throughout your roster, it gets so much better, or so much easier, rather, to set a culture. And the guy that I think is right in the center of this culture being turned around has one of the best stories on the team. Dude, Frankie Louvu was a special teamer when he first entered the National Football League, and now he is, you know, looked at as a clear all-pro at the position, a clear top 10 guy at the position. So if there's somebody that's scratching and clawing at the bottom of the roster and they need a little bit of motivation as to why they should continue to watch extra film and why they should continue to go hard, look at a guy like Frankie Louvu and his story. But the thing I give this staff the most credit for, they get the absolute best out of everyone. We saw it last year with Olamide Zaccheaus and other guys that hadn't had success in this league before. They're able to jump ahead. Now they're out kicking their coverage. I expect that to continue this year with the Washington Commanders. I mentioned this Commanders defense. They've been off to a raucous start. At the beginning of camp, I don't know how much it has to do with Terry McLaurin not being there, but in terms of the pressure that they've put on this first offensive line, very noticeable. Joe Witt Jr. sending guys from all over the place. People are blitzing out of the secondary. People are blitzing in the A-gaps. And you shouldn't be surprised by that, right? We gave you these nuggets several times throughout the offseason. I'll run them by you here again. This Commanders defense, while they were 11th in the National Football League in sacks, they were very creative in terms of how they were able to generate pressure. Washington last year, in terms of their blitz percentage, it was the sixth highest in the National Football League. So they're going to send extra bodies to get after the quarterback. And when you get guys in here like Dietrich Wise and Javon Kinlaw that can play multiple positions along your defensive front, it allows you to be much more creative with how you send your pressure packages. I want to let you hear from Dan Quinn, head coach of the Washington Commanders. He had this to say about that defensive line group that I was just jazzing up.
And it's a lot of it, some of adding the new guys. Let's face it. The NFL, it's a line of scrimmage league. And you've got to be rock solid in both sides of the line of scrimmage. So I love seeing, you know, Brandon and JK battling for it. Those two just keep rising, keep pushing each other. And, like, their best also brings out your best. And that's what I'm seeing so far. And I just want to, you know, almost have like blinders on, man. Like, all there is today, and let's go have fun doing it.
Look, Dan Quinn said it. It is a line of scrimmage league. And look, I say it all the time, man. And it was crazy because y'all were on my ass during the regular season. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, toot my own horn. Who was the first guy that was screaming from the mountaintops? Yeah, I'm happy that they're 5-2, 7-2. But this run defense is a problem. And you all didn't want to believe it. And you didn't believe it. Now, what are we talking about? The run defense. I'll take it a step further here. it is a line of scrimmage league. And the main reason, this statistic right here will tell you why they had to bring in different body types up front. You remember those Dan Quinn defenses in Dallas? They had the same issue. They were too light in their front seven. The Washington Commanders last year gave up the third most yards per carry before contact. Meaning, let me repeat that if you're hard of hearing. The Commanders last year, third worst in the National Football League when it came to rushing yards before contact allowed per carry. That means the defensive line was getting blown off the ball. When I look at the playoff teams from a year ago, Detroit, Washington, Tampa, only teams that were bottom 10 in that category that made the playoffs. So it's not something that the good teams have happened to them. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. This defensive line group, it's not just going to be up to them, right? The pass rush has to be more consistent. We talked about the numbers that our pal John Keim of ESPN gave us late last week. They were 11th in the NFL in sacks, but they had the third fewest sacks in the fourth quarter. And in the second half as a whole, they were bottom five in the NFL in terms of sacks. Why? Because they didn't consistently earn the right to rush the passer. When you're as horrendous as Washington was on first and second down, it's hard as a defensive end to pin your ears back and go get the quarterback when you're worried about stopping the run first. How do you do better? You improve your first and second down defense, right? Getting teams in the second and long will allow Von Miller to have his full depth of impact, right? It allows Dorrance Armstrong to be his most effective version of himself, Frankie Louvu, etc. 1-800-636-1067. DC is out in Charles County. Wants to chime in. What's going on?
Linnell, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Man, I'm excellent, bro. Enjoying this heat, man. It's football. It's football weather.
I love it.
Yes, sir. But I'm glad Terry came in. You know, he pulled the vet move. I've heard people talk about this even from Doc Walker era, so they couldn't get cut. They would say they were hurt or whatever. So I figured, me personally, I think that means they're getting closer to a deal. It seems like both sides are probably talking again. So that's a good thing. But as far as the defense and the defensive line, we know when camps start, the defense is already ahead of the offense. They got to get synchronized. We got injuries on the O-line with Cosme out. We got people moving from tackle to guard. So they're not in sync yet, but I think they're, like they say, iron sharpens iron. Once these dudes keep competing against the likes of Von Miller, Bobby Wagner can blitz from the middle linebacker spot and sack people. So I think they're getting great looks at practice. But as long as them guys come at them with the knowledge and wisdom that they have after they beat them, I think they'll be able to correct it by the time the season starts. And I look forward to it, man, because everybody, it seems like, has a great rush ability, even if it's the D-tackle position with Kinlaw and Johnny Newton. And we know what Payne can do. And then we got the, you know, Von Miller. He's going to seem like he's going to be a pass rush specialist. So
I'm telling you.
See what Louvu can do.
Hey, DC, let me say this. Let me say this real quick about Von Miller. Zach Ertz came out of nowhere last year, right? And I think Von Miller is going to have that sort of impact, man. I really do think it's going to be that type of situation, man. And I'm super excited to ultimately see it, man. I appreciate you calling as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll give you the news that I'm super excited to tell you. There is a new member of the Washington Commanders Ring of Honor. Scored a lot of touchdowns here in the nation's capital during the heyday of my childhood.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.